I have the principal of Kinsale-Beg National School, Sharon Mullins, here with me. And Sharon, we're going to, you have a big event on the 19th. You have a walk.
We've organised a 10K run and, sorry, not 10, 5, excuse me, a 5K run and walk, a family fun event. Families can come and walk around for €10, and anybody who wants to do the 5K run, it's €10 as well. Registration will be at the school. There'll be refreshments and a bit of fun afterwards. There'll be prizes for the runners. Our Parents Association have organised it all, fundraising for our school.
But we'll go back a bit there now. And I know the school got a grant.
We did. We're a small country school. There's only 3 classrooms. We have 75 children. We say the initial 2 classrooms in our school would have been built back in the 1960s, and they were tiny. They're not much bigger actually than the room we're sitting in now. So for the last number of years, we've been asking the department for more money to build an extra room and to put the 2 small classrooms into one. We've been refused and refused and refused, but then about 18 months ago, we got the letter saying we could build a new classroom. But the department would not pay for the amalgamation of the 2 small rooms. So we would have ended up with 2 classes in 2 fine classrooms, but again, one classroom stuck in a tiny room.
Yeah.
So as a school, we spoke to the parents, spoke to the board of management, and we decided we just had to do it ourselves. So I know it sounds small, knocking down a wall, but that was actually a chimney and an old fireplace and all those things.
It's what
and
comes from that.
Exactly. So that's where we need the extra money. And that's where this money will go to pay for what we did this summer.
Yeah. And of course, even as it is the classroom finished now?
The classroom is finished. Thank goodness. I can't get over the space we have now. It is absolutely brilliant. But I suppose, like everything else, you have to pay for it now.
Yeah. And it said, like, you know, it's supposed to be free education, we'd say. But sadly, no matter what school, whether it be Kinsale-Beg here in Youghal, at the school, the parents have to kind of fundraise for things.
They do, and our parents all last year have done fantastic work. We had quizzes, we had cake sales, the children did a carol concert, we did another concert during the summer. You know, there has been little bits and pieces going on, but being a small school, like we've 75 children, but that's 42 families. You can't ask the same families all of the time.
Yeah, because they all have maybe 1 or 2 kids in
exactly,
it.
Exactly. And so we're kind of broadening the net now, hoping to get some maybe past pupils in, to get people who, you know, just like running, who want to come out for the evening. Yeah. West Waterford are helping us with West Waterford Athletic Club. They're going to help us with the timings and all that sort of thing. But everybody is more than welcome.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's essential to really, you know, that the schools are suitable for this present day and age. Like, if, as you said, there was nothing done since the early 60s.
Yeah, I know. Like the 2 classrooms that we were in for the last, you know, well, since I started teaching out there, like I've been in one of those small classrooms. When I arrived, the previous principal was in a prefab out in the yard, which he was in for 17 years. There's anecdotal stories of his foot going through the floor when he stamped his foot and things like that. So in the 90s, we did get one more classroom. But I mean, since 92, we had nothing done to the school. The work done now this summer was absolutely brilliant. And it was great. A local builder was the one who was appointed to do it. Loads of the locals and past pupils were working in the school over the summer. Yeah. It was a community event, really. It was really great. Somebody said to me, it's one of the best things that has happened to Piltown, Kinsale-Beg, in recent years.
Yeah.
You know, and our
they
school
were all
is
there
growing.
Together.
Exactly. As it was lovely to kind of go out and kind of see past pupils plastering the wall or, you know, working as apprentice electricians. It was wonderful to see it.
You know? They take pride in it when they, you know, have the history themselves of being there.
Exactly.
And probably their children or their grandchildren are there now. So is that only the only fundraising now you have so far for this term?
For this term, I suppose we would kind of have a constant. We have a little non-stop draw going for the parents the entire time where they pay €10 per family a month and there's a draw at each month. So that brings in a certain amount of money. But I suppose there's a lot to be paid for now after the work for the summer. As I say, the department grant only goes so far. And even in the new classroom, you know, we need blinds for the windows. We need all those things.
Yeah.
And you still have to run the school. I know I'm sounding like kind of, you know, saying money, money, money. But like oil will have to be paid, but bought. Electricity will have to be paid for. The insurance will have to be paid.
Yeah.
A school is like a small business, you know, and we only get a certain amount from the department.
Yeah.
So you have to try and make the money stretch as best you can.
It's like the health board as well now, like, you know, it's under so much coming out from the department, and fundraising then goes into all the hospitals nearly.
I mean, we all know that we're supposed to have free education. I know every parent in the country knows that that is a complete myth. We try and keep the costs down as much as we can. We would do things like our book schemes. We would have our generic uniforms. But, you know, children still need a certain amount of workbooks and copies and all those things. And it is expensive for parents at this time of year.
It is, yeah. I might have 2-3 kids going back to school together, uniforms, you name it. Now, this run, that's on Wednesday.
Wednesday the 19th.
Yes, starting
at... So the walk is at 6:30
and
the runners will be leaving at 7. So it's a 5K and it leaves from the church. The run leaves from the church, which is just a few yards up from the school out in Piltown. Heads down towards Ferry Point, turns left up through Prospect Hall.
Up the hill,
up the hill, small hill, hopefully. and then back down, finishing at the school.
And that's the run.
That's the run. The walk will actually just start from the school. We're giving the walkers a little bit of a head start so that they'll get out of the way of the runners coming a little bit later.
Yeah, and that's... Is that the same route?
Same route again, but just a little bit shorter, that they start from the school rather than the church.
Yeah.
So we'll have registration in the school, and they'll also be changing facilities in school. It'll be a chance for people to look at our new build and what we have done over the summer. And then there'll be refreshments in the hall afterwards.
After. And what time will registration start at?
Registration, I presume, is starting about 6 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe if people wanted to go over there a bit earlier,
absolutely.
In case there'd probably be someone there.
Oh, I would say the school will be open from after 5 anyway. There'll be people around if people want to come.
Yeah, if people want to go over earlier and register, just do that so that it can take off in time. And we know there's a lot of people here in the East Cork area and West Waterford. They're into the running and walking and whatever, so go over and support.
Absolutely. I mean, every evening that we go out ourselves, we see people running around the town.
Yeah.
So maybe just instead of going around the town, maybe on Wednesday the 19th, you might come over to Piltown.
Piltown. And you're supporting the school. It's just not money going down the drain. It's going into the school. And listen, I'd like to wish you the very best with that. And
thank you very much
for coming in.
No
and if there's any more we can do here for you, just get in touch with us.
Thank you very much.